From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Rural landowners and utility companies, among others, debated personal property rights in the Grain Belt Express at a House committee hearing yesterday afternoon. Betsy Smith has more.
A House bill proposes that private entities, like for-profit companies, cannot have eminent domain for the purpose of constructing electric transmission lines. Marilyn O'Bannon is a landowner in Monroe County who supports the bill.
I want you to think about the farmer out here. You're not going to lose just that easement. You're going to lose production of all the ground they come across.
Opponents cited the need for cheaper energy in smaller rural communities and the burden that is the current reliance on other people's transmission lines. From Jefferson City, I'm Betsy Smith.
The flooding Mississippi River is closing roads, inundating low-lying areas, and testing sandbag fortifications. The river was cresting today in St. Louis, which closed its flood walls in anticipation of the surge. Some parkland is underwater, although the flooding isn't classified as major. Upstream, river levels are beginning to fall in Clarksville, where residents sandbagged around homes and businesses. In nearby Louisiana, Missouri, the flood briefly forced closure of the Champ Clark Bridge that connects Missouri and Illinois. About 140 Missouri roads are closed, many of them in the northwest part of the state. Today is General Municipal Election Day, and UMid Missourians will be heading to the polls to vote for city council members, school board members, mayors, and areas like Southern Boone, Cole County, and Fayette will vote on some different proposals to pass. In Columbia specifically, we have two seats open on the Columbia Public Schools Board of Education, a city council race between two candidates, and a mayoral race. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We encourage all of our listeners at KBIA to go and vote. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among Missouri teens, and a recent study shows the risk of suicide has increased among certain groups. Sebastian Martina Valdivia reports on the new research.
A study of more than 2,000 children in Missouri whose coverage switched from traditional Medicaid to managed care organizations, or MCOs, found suicide risk among them nearly doubled. The Missouri Hospital Association study analyzed a group between the ages of 5 and 19 whose coverage switched after the state expanded MCOs in 2017. The study's lead author, Matt Reedhead, says one major factor seems to be how long kids spend in hospitals. MCO-covered children were discharged quicker.
Our data definitely suggests that there's an association between the levels of inpatient psychiatric care and then his or her chance of returning to a hospital within 90 days.
Missouri Health Net Director Todd Richardson said in a statement he plans to engage with mental health experts to review the data in the report. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.
Filing a ballot initiative in Missouri could cost you. A House Elections Committee had its final work session on a bill about ballot initiative petitions yesterday afternoon. The committee decided on a $350 filing fee for initiatives with another fee of $25 per page after 10 pages, and those filings will have to use a standardized form. Trish Vincent is the Deputy Secretary of State. She says some people file initiative petitions with no intentions to get signatures.
We believe that a filing fee would maybe make those folks think, are they really going to go out and get signatures?
The filing fee would be refunded if the petition is authorized to appear on the ballot, and non-refunded fees will go to the state's general revenue. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.